放就是圣灵。一起来查考圣经。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus, we'll study the scriptures together.
用三个小时来看那个启示的周末论。
We have three hours to study the end time according to Revelation.
这个应该不是我来讲，应该是长老啊，或者是资深的传道来讲。
I shouldn't be the one to give this topic or this talk. It should be the more senior elders or ministers.
那我只是把我所听到的，然后我从圣经所学到的，跟大家这边来分享。
So I will just share with you what I have learned and what I have studied from the scripture.
我们看启示录第一章。
Please read Revelation chapter 1.
并且说耶稣基督的启示。
The Revelation.Chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那启示录就是在讲终末到最后。
Towards the end, Revelation will focus on the end time.
所以你看到这个，你就一定会想到马太福音。
So when you read Revelation, you will recall Matthew.
那我们看马太福音24章。
Let's read Matthew 24.
马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
第三节。
Verse 3.
因为我们很大班哦，也没有什么时间让来做作业哦，不然的话有些先事先做一下比较能够进入状况，但是没有关系了
啊。I should have given you assignment beforehand, but we don't have time for that.
什么？没有关系，听到他，可以听到他就可以了。因为我们是四个是 seminar， 所以我可以问的啊。
Since this is a seminar, I can ask you questions.
那年纪比我大的，我不问了。比我小的没有问到，你不要生气啊。
I will not ask those who are older than me. But if you're younger than me and I didn't pick on you, please don't get angry at me.
那如果不小心你年纪比我大，但是我问到你，你也要高兴一下，因为表示你还很年轻。
But if I don't know your age and I ask you and you happen to be older than me, don't get angry at me. It's just that you look very young.
那问的呢？因为如果内容不好，自己问的话，让你有点紧张，气氛也学得比较好一点，就是。
Even though my class may not be that good, but by asking you questions, I make you nervous, and that brings some intensity to the class.
好，二十四章这边门徒来问主耶稣呢。
In chapter 24, the disciples asked the Lord Jesus.
说第三节哈。
Verse 3.
他们说是什么时候
？When
这些事。
When will these things be?
接下来说，你降临和世界末了有什么那个什么预兆呢
？And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?
这很重要，这是耶稣的亲自讲的。
These are crucial words from our Lord Jesus.
世界末了有什么事
？What will be the sign of the end of the age?
我看这个我们谈过很多了啊，也听过很多了。
We have heard many sermons about this.
那这里边讲的最重要是什么？
What is the most important?
接下来讲的就是世界末了的有的预兆。
The following verses will talk about the signs of the end of the age.
那你就要开始去算了，要有几个预兆了，九个、十个啊。
So you may count how many signs there are.
那没有关系，没有关系。
Those are not that relevant.
那耶稣讲这个最主要目的是什么
？What is the most important point of Jesus?
第四节
，verse 4.
那请你念了。
And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you.
好，我们还记得那个传道书吗
？If you remember Ecclesiastes,
第一章第一节叫什么？传道人说：虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Chapter 1, verse 1, where it says, A vanity, vanity, everything is vanity.
接下来他就讲一些在日光之下虚空的事情。
Then he goes on to talk about the things under the sun which are vain.
他把这些事情都讲完了，最后总结就是怎么样？
And at the end of all things, he draws a conclusion. And what is the conclusion?
十二章十三节，对不对
？In chapter 12, verse 13.
你那些东西讲完了，你如果最重要是什么？要敬畏神啊，遵守上帝的那个什么诫命。
At the end of the book, he comes to the conclusion, and the conclusion is to fear God and keep His commands.
你以前的事情，如果你听不懂，它里面有的你看的不太懂，对不对？没有关系，这一句懂了就好。
You may not understand some parts of the book.That's okay, but you have to understand this conclusion.
他讲那个里面有很多你真的很难懂的、哦，但是没有关系啊，最后那一句懂了就好了。
There are many difficult passages in Ecclesiastes, but that's okay. Just understand the conclusion, and that's enough.
那在这里呢，耶稣基督在讲末了的事情。
Here the Lord Jesus speaks of the end of the age.
第四节，耶稣把总结拿到前面来，总意就是这一节。
And verse 4 is a summary of Jesus' teachings.
嗯，如果你周末论听了头晕脑胀，这一节记住100分。
You may be confused about the details of the end of the age, but if you remember this conclusion, then you have done your homework.
这节会了，我们这三节就不用上了。
If you know this verse and understand this verse, then you can skip these three classes.
我是讲真的咯。
I'm serious.
那我们来念一遍啊。
So let's read this once.
我们中文念一遍，英文念一遍，那这麻烦了。我看你念一下就好，因为你们我看英文版本的不像。
第四节。And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you."
好，要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Take heed that no one deceives you.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这些事情。
For these things will come.
第五节是说将来有这些事，对不对
？Verse 5, many will come.
好，那这个将来的事情，你把它看一下，它是分成两个层面的。
These things of the future can be understood in two aspects.
我们在讲周末论，一定要讲这两个层面的发生的事情。
When we study the end time, we must understand both aspects.
启示录一样。
And the same is true for Revelation.
我们看这里是要把这个拿当成一个解释的一个原则用到启示录来，因为这是主耶稣亲自讲的。
This passage, which is given by our Lord Jesus Himself, will serve as the basis of interpreting Revelation.
因为马太福音比较短的哈。
Matthew has a shorter passage here.
那所以比较容易掌握。
So it is easier to grasp the meaning.
所以周末的最主要目的是要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
The most important point or purpose of understanding the end time is to take heed so that we don't get deceived.
那因为将来会发生两个层面的事。
Two aspects or two dimensions will happen in the future.
一个是属灵里面的。
One is a spiritual.
就是有人冒我的名来，就是讲耶稣基督了哈。
Such as many will come in my name and the false Christ.
迷惑许多人。
They will deceive many.
当然是迷惑那些信耶稣的。
They will deceive the so-called Christians.
那另外一个层面呢，就是那个讲世界的社会的。
Another dimension has to do with the historical or the things occurring on earth.
第六节，对不对？
Verse 6.
所以五节六节刚好分成两个层面，一个是属灵的，一个是属世界的，打仗的，打仗风声。
Verse 5 is the spiritual dimension. Verse 6 is the earthly dimension, the wars and rumors of wars.
但主耶稣说不要怕。
Jesus said, "Do not be afraid."
那这个打仗风声，接下来就是民攻打民国，国打国。
Nations,
饥荒地震。
Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, earthquakes.
但是这只是开头而已了，不用怕了。
All these are the beginning of sorrows. Don't be afraid.
所以不要听到世界什么要末日啦，那个什么末日兆头，听到吓得发抖。这样，如果你听完这道理发抖的话，又有一种恐惧的感觉的话，那个讲的有问题，听的有问题。
So if you are frightened after you hear about the signs of the age, then that means there's something wrong with the message as well as something wrong with what you have heard.
因为最主要讲末世的事情是要叫你不要迷惑了。
The most important purpose of studying the end time is so that we may not be deceived.
这是整个周末录的一个结语啊。
This is the conclusion of the study of the end time.
好，那接下来给你们个作业吧。
Let me now give you a homework.
第八节之下哈。
Starting with verse
那时有没有？
第八节一下。
对，有没有说那时？第九节对不对
？Verse 9. Then.
那个杜弟兄。要好，你别年轻了哈！你算一算，从现在开始，你看中文的英文呢？
中文
啊，有几个那时
？How many occurrences are there of the word then？
你懂意思吗？那时要发生什么事？那时，你把这些把它找出来。
Pick out all the appearances of the words then。
啊，
第九节以后。
对。那因为我们没有什么事，我们就三节嘛。如果我就自己讲下去的话，我看三节就讲马太福音24章就，就刚好。
We don't have a lot of time, even to just cover Matthew 24.
你把它找出来，然后把它分析出来，看是讲属世的，就是社会现象的，或是讲属灵的。
Look for all the appearances of the words then, and determine whether that particular verse is about the spiritual dimension or the physical dimension.
好，我们这件事情就交给你了哈。
So this will be your assignment.
那这个我们听过很多了啊，打仗啊这些的，有听过原子弹啊、时光弹啊，对不对？那原子冬天啊，那个有没有地球爆炸了？有没有听过
？We've heard a lot of such signs, such as earthquakes or nuclear bombs.
有没有听过嘛？哈。
Explosion of the planet Earth.
我资料很多。
I have
是背不起来而已。
I have a lot of these kinds of reference materials. I just can't remember them all.
哎，如果你把那些资料都讲完的话，大家听人话宝。
But if you just simply go through all those, everyone will be frightened after they listen to them.
那话宝之后会怎么样？
So what's going to come of it?
人就卖财产了。
People will start selling their properties.
不是啦。
They will not work.
我讲一个不是笑话了，但是这是蛮痛心的事情。
Let me share with you something that happened in the past.
有一个地区有一个人哦。
There was a certain person.
他听了那个末世道理也是很紧张，就是
了。After hearing about the end time, this person became very frightened.
他想说随时快来了。
This person thought since the Lord was coming.
他就买很贵的东西。
So he started purchasing very expensive things.
贷款。
And he used a credit.
再买。
He borrowed loans and purchased even more, and got even more loans.
三十年贷款。
He got 30-year loans.
他说主耶稣快来，如果听的好像说明年后年，那个时候还没有2000年之前哈。那主耶稣来了之后怎么样？贷款不用还。
Because he assumed that the Lord Jesus would come.
我们信徒。
Come in a couple years. And this believer thought, well, since the Lord was coming, so I can get loans and don't have to pay back.
怎么办呢？点责备他一顿。
So I rebuked him a little.
人家是发国难财，你是发耶稣再临财。
He's trying to get rich by waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ.
那我遇到一个，不讲我们教会一个人就好了，不然你们会去猜谁不好。
I met another person.
他不娶不嫁。
She would not want to get married.
然后有一次开一个讲习会，就是婚姻讲习会。
And during a marriage seminar,
她忽然说：“传道，我很想嫁了。”
She came to me and said, "Preacher, so and so, I really want to get married now."
我很想娶哦。这样才会公平嘛，对不对？
I really want to get married.
对，我说你几岁了？
I asked her, "How old are you?"
50几啊。
I'm over 50.
我说，人家他的弟兄姊妹的小孩都已经大学毕业了，想嫁。那我说为什么你年轻不嫁？他说主耶稣传道不是说主耶稣要来吗？主耶稣要来了，我嫁了不是拖累？哇！我说神，你中了那个末世毒。
I asked her, "How come you didn't get married earlier?" She said, "I thought the Lord was coming, but He didn't come." So I said, "You got poisoned by false messages."
这是听了这末世的道理，走偏差了，这个不对的。
She was misguided by the wrong message.
主耶稣一开始就讲，怎么样，不要受迷惑。
The Lord Jesus spoke at the very beginning, "Do not be deceived."
接下来，主耶稣再讲。就有两个层面的发生的事情。
And the following signs occur on two dimensions.
然后接下来那个杜弟兄要给我们报告了，就是那时发生哪些事情。那时都是怎样讲那时。
And Brother Du will report to us what things will happen then.
好，我们看42节。
Verse 42.
这当中我们就让杜弟兄来做了啊。那我们看42节。
Let's read verse 42.
所以你们要警醒。
Watch therefore.
因为整个主耶稣在讲那个末世的事情哈，从第四节24章哈，第四节它是一个总意的哈，总结。
Chapter 24 verse 4 is the conclusion.
那第五节、第六节就是讲两个层面。
Verses 5 and 6 summarize two dimensions.
那这个总结到最后把它展开了。
And the conclusion is further expanded at, towards the end.
42是讲怎么样？要警醒。Verse 42, watch. 那哦，所以你们要警醒，是不是？
Watch therefore.
那我们再看 44节。Verse
44.
所以你们也要怎么样预备？Therefore
you also be ready.
所以讲末世到最后的事情是什么？要警醒预备了。So
the whole point of talking about the end time is to watch and to be ready.
警醒什么？预备什么？
What should we be watchful of or be ready of for?
不是去贷款想不还，不是不嫁不娶想说耶稣要来。
It does not mean getting loans and not paying back or not getting married at all.
我们这次是什么会？
What is this seminar here?
有人知道吗？ 这是什么？西半球。
This is the Western Hemisphere seminar, Sacred Workers Seminar for Ministers and Church Council Members. So we're here to study about sacred work. And the Lord Jesus had made preparations for us in advance.
警醒预备, 接下来我们看
Verse 45.
接下来讲做末路耶稣就说要做一个什么忠心有见识的仆人
Immediately following the teachings about the end time, the Lord Jesus said that we must be the faithful and wise servant.
要做怎么样做一个忠心有见识的仆人就是讲做末路最后要应用的
The application of the teachings of the end time is to be a faithful and wise servant.
所以就是警醒预备就是45节到51节
And this is found in verses 45 to 51.
那怎么样来成为一个忠心有见识仆人呢?
How can we be the faithful and wise servant?
25章就又更扩大了这三个比喻。
And chapter 25 elaborates on this teaching.
这三个比喻我们也都是一直在重复了哈。
And we have heard of these three parables many times.
所以25章这是什么? 你要每个开始说那时有没有第二十五章第一节那时天国这是讲末世的我们现在是属于末世的时候怎么样成为一个忠心有见识仆人应该做的这个这三个比喻来讲我们该怎么做
Note the word then in chapter 25 verse 1 So it's telling us in the end time these are the things we ought to do to be the faithful and wise servant
所以这是整个的那个周末论的一个主耶稣 所讲的做末论的一个大纲，对不对？
So just now I've shared with you this overall structure of the teachings about the end time.
我们复习一下啊。
So let us do a review.
讲周末的最主要，这是主耶稣讲的啊。最主要目的是第四节。 讲小心不要迷惑。
According to the Lord Jesus, the conclusion and the most important point is to take heed that no one deceives us.
什么会迷惑我们？
What are the things that deceive us?
属灵的跟世界的
The spiritual and the earthly
然后在那时会发生这些事情你就要注意去观察这些事情
Because these things will happen, you must take note of them
但是观察这些事情不要造成你内心的一个障碍 最主要的是要警醒 44节、44节要预备
But don't be disturbed by these things. Most importantly, we need to do what is stated in verses 42 and 44.
警醒在哪里? 预备在哪里?
We need to watch and be ready for what?
在教会里面。
Where should we do that? In the church.
在成为一个忠心有见识的仆人。
We ought to be the faithful and wise servant.
你不要，如果你看看哇，这个有战争，有什么不和平，好，我立志当一个什么政治家。 可以操纵世界，完成那个免得神的愤怒来到，哇，那也歪了。When
you read about wars and rumors of wars, don't think that you should become a politician and try to control the course of history, and that will be wrong.
或是你把财产卖了，放在利息，那放在银行里面吃利息，等耶稣再来。 那天天在家里面读经祷告也错了
It would also be wrong for you to sell your property and just live off of your interest from the bank and to wait for the Lord's coming every day at home
有人曾经这样子
Some people have actually done that
这是不对
And that is wrong
警醒预备是要在成为忠心有见识的仆人在哪里服侍人 在教会里面，在神的国里面。
We must watch.
二十五章里面都是在神国里面，在教会里面服事。
We must watch and be ready in the church, the kingdom of God. And that, so chapter 25 speaks of things in the kingdom of God.
所以马太福音二十五章这三个比喻就是末世的比喻了。
So the three parables in 25 are the parables of the end time.
在末世你怎么来服事的一个比喻。
How we ought to be servants in the end time.
好。那个1997年，我去那个 Phoenix， 不想让一个人带我去，有一个慕道者，是谁哈？他是一个那个做 accounting 的，他本来有房子卖掉，他说主耶稣再来，有印象吗
？In 1997, while I was in Phoenix，
热心哦，哎，是你，那是谁
？We visited a truth seeker who was an accountant, and he believed that the Lord was coming, and he sold all his possessions.
哇，他们说看到很多的异象了，他们很主耶稣也跟他们讲了。
The group of people he was with said that they saw visions and heard voices from the Lord.
那讲的很真就是了，他也是真的卖掉财产了。
So they believed what they heard and they sold their possessions.
我说这个一定是假的。
I said this must be an error.
我现在很关心他，可能不想跑去哪里了。他东西都卖掉了，不想不要谁带我去的。
Now I'm wondering what happened to this person.
也是华人教会的。
Because he had already sold his possessions.
人常常这样子，有些预言，然后是哇，看到什么异象了，还没到就讲，但我怕要命，对不对
？People like to talk about predictions of the future, such as signs and dreams.
那过了大家都不讲了。
But after the fact, people will not talk about them anymore.
你还记得我们之前有一阵子还有人在讲1999的吗？有没有听过
？In the past, some people talked about the dream of 1990 blank.
我亲耳听到一个长老在讲，哎，跟我讲啊。
And I heard this from an elder myself.
啊，你们还记得？但现在都没有人在讲这个了。
But no one.
现在已经超过1999了吗？
But no one talks about this anymore because we're already past 1990.
说有一个姊妹还是弟兄看到一个异象是什么样的？1999，那后面就闪。
Somebody saw a dream or a vision of 1990, 199 blank, and the blank was shiny.
啊，有听过？我说长老很简单，还没到。
I said to the elder who told me this, well, the explanation is.
因为后面闪没有，他没有说填几个数字啊，我填两个数字你就怎么样，等死你了。
Just because there's a blank doesn't mean that it's going to be in 1999 or before. It could be two zeros.
但现在当然讲这个人绝对不敢再讲了。
And nobody.
但是他如果比较聪明一点，他添两个零呢，事情就解破了嘛。
Nobody talks about this anymore. But of course, you can add two zeros and expect that to come.
因为他所知道是199嘛。
This person saw 199.
你到1990你还不到，你再多一个零，因为这个他是未定的。
So by the year 19,900, you can add another zero to make the prediction true.
好，那这就是当一个我们开始在讲这个末，就是做末论的一个开始了哈。
So this is the introduction to the study of end times.
那我们再看回来启示。
Let's go back to Revelation.
启示我们看第一章
Revelation chapter
1 第十九节
verse 19。
那么讲做末论呢，我们先把这启示做一个大纲的，就是来看。
Let's first do an overview of Revelation。
那一般来分段，就是启示分段，大部分是以这一节为一个一个大纲的结构的一个基石了哈。
Usually, this verse serves as the key to the understanding the structure of Revelation.
但是当然，在分段有很多不同的人有不同的分段法。
Of course, there are many ways to create outlines of Revelation.
那一般比较多的，就是从圣经我们可以看到的，用这个是蛮恰当的。
And this is the most common and perhaps the most appropriate.
启示录第一章第十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 19.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事比，并将来的必成的事都写出来。
Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this.
如果你念英文之后，你会分分成几段？
三段。
啊？一个是三段
了。If you read the NKJV, you will divide this into three parts.
所看见的。
What you have seen.
现在的。
The things which are.
并且将来的。
And the things which will take place after this.
分三段哈。那有人把它有用这一节把它分两段了。
But some people divide this into two parts.
所以你把你所看见的。
What you have seen.
那下面就点两个冒号。
Colon.
然后就是现在的事和将来的事。
The things which are and the things which will take place after this.
但是不论怎么样，我们现在谈的就是什么将来必成的事了哈。
But regardless, our focus here is the things which will take place after this.
所以启示录就是。讲现在的事跟将来的事。
Revelation is about the things that are now and the things that will take place after this.
当然，所看见的事，如果要分的话，就是第一章嘛，对不对？他刚刚看见的事啦。
The things which are seen, you have seen, would be the things in chapter one.
那二章、三章都是现在的事。
Chapters 2 and 3 are about the things which are.
因为在写这个的时候，有它的时间、地点的一个。
Because the revelation was written in a particular space and time.
那然后第四章是一个怎么讲？应该是后来要发生的事情，但是也是一个那个周传道会讲的，就是教会论的一个开始。
Starting with chapter 4 are the things that will take place after this, and it is also the beginning of the study of the church.
第四章是从把第一章到第三章这个可以看得见的属地啊，第二章第三看得见当时的教会的另外一个属天的教会的情景，把它写出来，就是第四章。
Chapter four
在教会论里面。
Chapter four is a description of the spiritual dimension that parallels the tangible and physical aspects of the churches found in chapters 2 and 3.
所以第四章是也是讲教会。
So chapter 4 is also about the church.
那第四章一直到最后当然就是幕后的事了哈。
And towards the end, we will learn about the end time.
那所以如果要讲周末论就是从这边开始讲。
So this will be where we start to talk about the end time.
那第四章的这个属灵的教会。
Chapter 4 is about the spiritual church.
这是从那个我们来看一下以弗所书。
Let's read Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第四节。
And verse 4.
神所赐给我们哦，他在基督里呢，曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
God has given us in the Lord Jesus Christ every spiritual blessing.
第四节
，verse four，
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world.
当然，以弗所书是在讲教会论的哈。如果讲教会论，这是最重要的一卷。
Ephesians will be the book to study if you want to learn about the church.
那这个教会就是属灵的教会。
And this is the spiritual church.
在创立世界以前已经存在了。
It existed before the foundation of the world.
好，那这个是超越时空的。
This is beyond time and space.
但是也是在时空里面也是落实的。
However, it is also It finds its fulfillment in the reality of time and space.
所以整个启示录的第四未来的事的开始是以教会为主体。
So in Revelation, the center is the church.
好，那我们看第五章。
Well, chapter 5.
那这我们很熟悉的哈，坐那个宝座的右手有书卷，另外都是写的字了哈。
The one who sat on the throne had a scroll written inside and on the back, it was sealed with seven seals.
在周末录里面，这很重要的一个关键。
This is a key in understanding the end time.
其实第四章就已经开始了，对不对？未来发生的事，对不对？都在整个的整个书的里面的分段啊。
In terms of our division of the entire book, chapter 4 begins the things that will take place after this.
在书的分段呢，是如果你一章一段哈，二章三章，然后四章一直到最后一章，对不对？这是看见的事。
According to this three-part division, chapter 1 is about the things you have seen.
这是现在的事。
2 and 3 are about the things that are now.
就是要发生的事。
Chapters 4 and on, the things which will take place after this.
那第四章呢，是讲天上的属灵的教会。
Chapter 4 is about the heavenly and spiritual church.
那个，作者在那个讲义里面很详细啊，我像我从前天来，我外发到我看那个，你看就知道。
Fu Jiuqiu has detailed outline which you can study on your own.
但是把它独立出来，第四章。
Chapter 4 is singled out.
那第五章看第五章呢？
What about chapter
5?
The spiritual church in chapter 4 is beyond space and time. Suppose this line represents time. That point there will represent the Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Regardless of how long ago it was, it happened in time.
那《约书亚书》1章3节4节告诉我们在创立世界以前，
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 tell us that before the foundation of the world,
神在基督里面，
God chose us in Christ.
拣选了我们。
God chose us in Christ.
所以这个就不是在创世的时空之下产物。
So what is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 1 is not a product of history. In the one dimension, the church is the heavenly Jerusalem. However, it also finds its fulfillment in the history and space, time and space. This is a crucial point. Yesterday, there was a question. Right now, there's a true Jesus church on earth. True Jesus church is the body of Christ. So at this time and space, there will not be another church that's the body of Christ. If there is another church, then God probably doesn't quite know what he's doing. So there cannot be two bodies of Christ. But suppose in 2003, every single member of the True Jesus Church dies, and God establishes another church. It's called the
church.
And the name of that church, new church, is called the Church Jesus True. That will be the only church. That will be the church established by God. If at that time, people start to establish another church, and that second church is called the True Jesus Church. Then that second church will not be the body of Christ.
你懂意思吗?
Do you understand that? You may be confused.
真教会就是耶稣的身体只能一个啊。
In a particular time, there can be only one body of Christ.
但是现在在这个时候是轮到真耶稣教会。
And in this time and age, the true Jesus Church is the one.
所以这个名字，这个教会，不只是说这个组织啊，你不要把只是想说这组织而已。
So the name True Jesus Church does not represent just the organization.
这个名字，这个组织是也是从上面神。
The current church and organization is the fulfillment of the spiritual church from heaven.
所以第四章是超越的。
Chapter 4 transcends time and space.
那第五章呢?
What about chapter 5?
开始要在人间里面。
It goes down to the earth.
因为有书卷。
Because we read about the scroll.
那这个书卷要来展开。
The scroll will be unveiled.
当然神是写好的在里面。
And God has already written things on inside.
所以第四章不包含在这个书卷里面。
So chapter 4 is not part of the scroll.
如果第四章包含在这个书卷里面，那就很麻烦讲了，就是其实就很不容易讲下去。
It will be difficult to interpret Revelation if you include chapter 4 in the scroll.
懂意思吗？为什么？
Why?
因为第四章这个教会是那个天上耶路撒冷，
because
是从创世以前一直到末了有的这个教会的应该有的这个形象。当然这个也包含了哦亚伯拉罕他们或是亚当他们一直到那个使徒时代一直到我们一直到最后的世代里面。
Because chapter 4 is about the spiritual church, the heavenly Jerusalem, which includes people, all believers from Adam down to through the apostles and to us.
那第五章讲的这个书卷就是这个书卷用七印封的这个书卷是就是我们要讲启示录的最主要的作末论的主体是在这里这几个书卷。
The main motif of concerning the end time in Revelation is this scroll which has been sealed.
好，那我们来看第五章。
Let's read chapter 5.
第五章，我们来看哈。我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷哈，另外都写着字啊，用七印封严了。第二节。
Two.
我又看见一位大力的天使，大声宣传说：“有谁配展开那书卷，揭开七印呢？”那第三节。
Three.
他这个问是一个假问哦。
This was just a hypothetical question.
第三节。
Verse three.
在天上、地上、地底下没有配展开那看那书卷的啦。
No one was able to open that scroll.
这书卷不开，就说你不明白，对不对
？If the scroll is sealed, that means no one can understand it.
如果我们遇到不明白的事情要怎么样
？When you face with something that you don't understand, what should you do?
但以理书我们念过嘛，对不对
？In Daniel, we read.
但以理他不明白，他怎么办
？When Daniel could not understand something, what did he do?
我们来看一下但以理书。
Let's read Daniel.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
但以理书十章。
Daniel chapter 10.
这里很有名啊，但以理他不明白。
Daniel cannot understand something.
但以理为了明白这些，第二节。
Verse two.
那时他就说了哈，我但以理被上了三个七日，每位我都没有吃了。
Verse three.
酒肉都没有入我的口，没有用油抹身，直到满了三个七日，三七多少
？Three weeks. How many days is that?
21
21
他21天进食的话至少每位没入口我最后一定饿得除非有大神迹不然正常的话一定是瘦巴巴
He ate no pleasant food for 21 days so he must have become very thin after that
这是很有求道精神、啊、
He had the thirst for the truth
他还是继续问我们没有时间了我们看第十二章
Let's read chapter 12
最后他还是不明白哦。
In the end, he still couldn't understand.
第四节。
Verse four.
但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书。
Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the.
第八节。
verse 8.
我听见这话却不明白。
Although I heard, I did not understand.
主啊, 这些事的结局怎么样呢?
Then I said, My Lord, what shall be the end of these things?
但你很希望明白,
he really wanted to know.
他进食,
he fasted.
他问,
he asked.
那他答案是什么?
What was the answer?
第九节,
verse 9.
他说丹以啊, 你只管去,
go your way, Daniel.
去哪里?
Where to go?
啊? 去哪里? 去天国。
The heavenly kingdom.
是啊。 我们看第最后一节，看我们但以理书的最后一节。
Let's read the last verse of Daniel.
你且去，
but you go your way.
等候结局，
till the end.
因为你必安歇到了，到了末期，你便起来享受你的福分。
For you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days.
神也实在是很慈悲啦。
The Lord is very merciful.
神说，哎呀，你这年纪这么大，他说年纪很大，要进食到这样瘦巴巴的，神看了是心里难过。
The Lord must have felt pretty bad seeing how Daniel was an aged old man and he was fasting and hoping for answer.
精神可嘉，应该这样子，我不是说不应该这样子。
Daniel had the right inquiring spirit.
但时候没到。
But it was just not the right time to reveal.
神安慰他说，意思说你不用再求了，不用再为了这件事情啊，你可以为其他事情祷告什么，或是进食这个事情。 先不要，你再这样进，你一直说一定要进食，要让他有个结果的话，时候还没到，你万一怎么样，生病了怎么办呢？
So the Lord was essentially saying to him, now you're fasting and asking, but what if you get sick? The time is not right.
所以但以理最后是封了，封住了。
So for Daniel, the book remained sealed.
但以理也去了。
And Daniel went his way. Because God said, go your way, and he did. The same problem occurred again in Revelation.
封住了。
The scroll was sealed.
怎么办?
What to do? What to do, we'll share with us later. Let's pray in silence.